The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
I'm Sasha Shipway and this is The Netball Show with Flyhawk. England Netball have recently announced a partnership with EMNA, Mixed and Men's Netball. Andy spoke to Fran Connolly and President Ryan Allen about what this means for the sport.
We're just thrilled to announce this partnership at long last. It has been a secret for some time. We've been working really hard behind the scenes to discuss what this looks like, and we're really pleased that it's out in the opener. I think for us at England Netball, we found in EMNA a partner that's equally as passionate as us about opening up the game to new audiences, who understand and respect the need to protect the female game and to provide that safe space for women and girls, and who are really innovative and driven, which is everything that we're about too. So I think there's some exciting times to come from this partnership.
The honours recognition from EMNA and the work that they've been doing since they first formed. And I got to admit, when I saw the news as well, my thoughts on the news being announced were also to Taffy and Tom for leading the way in what they did with Nets in the early days. So,
yeah, absolutely. Huge credit goes to Taffy and Tom for leading the way in this space and introducing the indoor form of the game to us, and in turn introducing a whole set of new partners and passionate volunteers that want to open up the game for many more audiences to enjoy. So absolutely trailblazers. And hopefully we can drive this legacy forward.
I recently got the thoughts of Jess Thilby and also Helen Housby.
We've worked with a lot of the men's teams now over the last 2 years and have can comment firsthand how brilliant they are to work with. They're so engaged, so committed. And I think for the growth of the game and for the game to be for everybody, it's an absolutely brilliant step forward. And great that I think England Netball can forge that partnership with them. As I say, that every time they've come into our camp, they've certainly helped uplift what we need to be able to do in helping us to prepare. And hopefully, in turn, they've benefited as well. So in a small way, I hope, yeah, this partnership can just go on to bigger and better things.
Helen, to some extent, what have you seen over in Australia along those lines as well? How much do they add to the game there?
Yeah, it's huge over there. I think, like Jess said, when I'm out in Swifton Bank, we're also playing with men in training, and we get them into games, and they provide really excellent match play, and I think they're really awesome athletes. In terms of spreading the global game, we need as much participation as we can, and I think gender shouldn't come into it. I think to get it to new eyes and new audiences, involving the men is going to be crucial. And I think if you're looking towards kind of the multi-event, you know, sports that we want to be, competitions that we want to be going to, you kind of have to include everybody that you can and get everyone involved and try and, you know, spread the word about netball. And I think it's a healthy thing and it's a good thing. And every time I've had the pleasure of playing against men, it's been so much fun and so athletic and just a great spectacle. So, yeah, I really love it.
Ryan, you're EMNA president. Helen there just said there's a really good standard when they face men's teams. So what's that like, obviously, now having this official partnership with England Netball?
Look, I need to echo Fran's words. It's been something that we've been working on for quite some time. We presented our EMNA strategy to England Netball last year, and then I think then it became apparent that there was so much alignment in what we were trying to achieve and what they were trying to achieve, and the timing worked out really well because they've been working on their new 10-year strategy, which is obviously was released last week as well. And it just seemed that the timing was right to actually get this across the line. We're extremely excited that we finally got there.
We're seeing more and more recognition as well for men's teams around the country. Manx Fellas in the Isle of Man in the top tier, but unfortunately they can't win it. But it's just about raising the awareness.
Yeah, look, we've seen absolutely incredible growth. You know, EMNA's been around for 2 years, started in November 2019. And, you know, that's, you know, grown off the back of there being one sort of established team that was getting a lot of exposure at the time in Knights. And then we formed to then create more opportunities for men because the interest kept growing. And then even through the pandemic, you know, there was more and more people interested in getting on court and playing. Lots of parents and teachers of younger kids looking for opportunities where boys could play as well. And so that journey's now continued on through to this year, where we were able to have our first national championships with 8 men's teams and 6 mixed teams competing. And then, you know, since nationals, there's been another 5, 6, 7 teams that have popped up. And then again, the next stage of announcing our partnership last week with England Netball, we've had 3 or 4 very strong leads into starting new teams around the country as well, which is really exciting. So that exposure already from the partnership is already there. You know, we've seen significant growth across all our social media channels. The traffic to our website has significantly gone up as well. And it's just all really exciting. I think, you know, we've done a great job in the last 2 years. But, you know, to gain the visibility that we can. But this partnership with England and Netball has just opened us up to a whole new audience, and it's giving us even more significant visibility out there. And we're already seeing the results of that, and it's only been 1 week. You know, let's look what happens in the next 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. It's really exciting.
Things like the Rise Again Festival as well, that's going to play a part as well.
Yeah, well, we've got a couple of things coming up. Obviously, we've got the Roses Reunited series this weekend, where, you know, for game 2 and 3, where you've got the national champions Giants playing the Roses development squad as the curtain opener, which is included in the ticket price. And then on Sunday, you've got Knights playing the Roses development squad as well. So that's a fantastic opportunity to showcase men's netball on that stage. And, you know, both teams are really looking forward to that. And then obviously then that flows into the week after in the Rise Again Festival, which has got Spartans and Knights competing in that tournament format with all 11 Super League teams, which is fantastic. And we're really excited about these opportunities that we think will continue to come up.
I've been speaking to Sarah Frances Behrman about it, and she recognises the importance of the new partnership.
It's been a long time coming, to be honest. You know, men's and mixed netball has been around for so long. And, you know, when I first got into the England squad in 2007, we were playing the men's team and getting great competition for them. And it's taken all this time, I guess, for, you know, I don't know, not interest to build, but I guess this partnership to form. And all the Super League teams use various men's teams for pre-season gameplay and to get a different style. And it is about inclusivity and equality and making sure that, you know, our sport is a sport for all. You know, we want everyone to watch it. We want everyone to play it. We want everyone to be invested in it. And I think this is definitely a step in the right direction.
Fran, it's obviously going to be a female-focused sport, but as Sarah said there, it's just inclusion, really, all levels. So that's grassroots, national and international as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We want this game to be our sport, to be inclusive and welcoming to new audiences. And we talk a lot in our new strategy about identifying pioneering new partnerships who can take us to places that we can't reach alone. And that's one of the reasons primarily we've partnered with Ryan and his team. And everything you've just heard, I guess, from Ryan is evidence of how trailblazing they are, their passion, their energy. And they will help us get to those new audiences. It is around providing opportunities. We're very cognizant at the moment that we have a thriving under 11 setup that is a mixed netball setup where boys and girls play collectively up on court until age 11. And then when they transition to secondary school, there are very few opportunities for boys to continue. So I think this partnership will allow us to put in place a significant growth plan, and we'll work collectively over the next decade to make sure there are localised opportunities, particularly for that 11 to 16 year old age group, to keep people in the game. But as two organisations, I think we both aspire to have a game for life, a key part of our new female focused strategy, but a game for life for all audiences, men and boys included. So I think, again, exciting things ahead. We'll keep some of those secret for now, but lots of energy and enthusiasm behind the ideas at this point in time.
Ryan, for the moment, how can we get involved? Maybe find out if we've got a local men's and mixed team?
Yeah, the easy way to find out is to check out our club finder on the EMNA website. There's also, I believe, links going directly from the England Netball website, but, you know, you can go straight to ours. Always get in touch across our social media as well. Most people tend to reach out to us in that way. So Twitter, Facebook and Instagram, all at England MMNA. Or drop us an email, info at England MMNA. com, and we'd be happily to connect you. We're also looking for anyone that's interested in starting teams in their area, and we can support that. And that's been really popular. A lot of these teams that have formed either just before nationals or since nationals have happened like that, they're looking for a team in that area. We've been able to connect them with other like-minded individuals that either wish to play or be involved. And from that, then they've gone and formed a team. You know, Chester Men's and Mix is a great example of a team that started post-nationals, and it's growing week on week with boys of all ages and boys all the way up to men. So that's really exciting. We'd love to see more of those popping up around the country too, and in any way that we can support that as well.
Fran, Ryan, thank you so much, and great news on this partnership.
Thanks, Andy.
Yes, thanks, Andy. Yeah, we're very excited, very happy, and very proud of being welcomed into the netball family. And, you know, it's really exciting what we're going to be able to achieve in the next 10 years.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.